This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening today. And we begin this hour with the Justice Department and its leader under attack. President Trump is stepping up his assault on his own attorney general, former Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions. It's a stunning turn of events for a relationship that dates back years. Sessions and President Trump have known each other since 2005. When Trump ran for president, even when others didn't take him seriously, Jeff Sessions did. He was an early and vocal supporter and the first and, for a time, the only senator to endorse Trump's candidacy. But now, with the Russia investigation intensifying, the president has turned on his one-time ally. Here's President Trump last week in an interview with the New York Times.
Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job and I would have picked somebody else.
In response, the attorney general has said that he would stay on in his job for, quote, as long as is appropriate. But that's just the start. On Monday, the president attacked Jeff Sessions for failing to investigate Hillary Clinton, calling him beleaguered. Yesterday, in front of a crowd of Boy Scouts, the president lamented a lack of loyalty around him, though Jeff Sessions, himself an Eagle Scout, wasn't there. And this morning, several more tweets attacking Jeff Sessions for not investigating Hillary Clinton and leaks. It's an extraordinary public humiliation of the attorney general by a president who so far has chosen not to simply fire him. But what's the president's endgame here? Why is he going after Sessions? And what does it mean for both the special prosecutor's investigation into the president and for the integrity and historical independence of the attorney general's office and the Justice Department itself? Stuart Gerson is with me in the studio. He was assistant attorney general in the George H.W. Bush administration from 1989 to 93, and he was the acting attorney general in the Clinton administration in 1993. He's now a private attorney at Epstein, Becker, and Green. Stuart Gerson, welcome.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be here.
You have been acting attorney general, as I said, a job that's supposed to be imbued with independence. The president is going after his own AG basically for not shielding him from an investigation and for not prosecuting his political opponents, Hillary Clinton. He's mentioned it in his tweets. You've been watching this along with the rest of us. What do you make of all this?
Well, his claim or demand for personal representation in the Justice Department is quite anomalous. That's not the business of the Justice Department. The Attorney General is the lawyer of all the people. He's the representative of the United States in legal proceedings and legal policy, and that independence is important. I had the luxury of it, a Republican conservative serving accidentally for a liberal Democrat. It worked fine. It's unusual, the situation we're in today. I mean, we've had times in recent months where others were reported to be on their way out, Steve Bannon, the most notorious of them. This could pass. I think the end game is the same either way, whether the president removes the attorney general or whether Jeff Sessions decides to leave. The president is going to face exactly the same problem.
And I want to get to that end game. First, I want to play you the new White House communications director, Anthony Scaramucci. He was on the Hugh Hewitt show this morning, where Hugh Hewitt got to this very point of this public attack and humiliation and why the president simply doesn't fire a member of his cabinet.
It's clear the president wants him gone. Is that
enormous amount of, I have an enormous amount of respect for the attorney general. But I do know the president pretty well, and if there's this level of tension in the relationship that's public, you're probably right. But I don't want to speak for the president on that because he's a cabinet official, and I sort of think that has to be between the president of the United States and the cabinet official.
Stuart Gerson, you've been a cabinet official, at least an acting one, and you've uttered that Washington phrase, "I serve at the pleasure of the president," I'm sure. Why doesn't the president simply fire Jeff Sessions?
Well, I think he'd rather that Sessions left on his own. But at least if you follow the new communication director's lead, we may have a foregone conclusion later on in the day.
Now, you've talked about the end game and why you think all of this is going on. It doesn't seem like it can be about much else besides Robert Mueller and the special counsel investigation and the ongoing FBI investigation into Russian meddling.
Absolutely. I mean, it's clear that that's what it's about, and why I said a little bit earlier that the end game is pretty much the same whether the president fires the attorney general or the attorney general removes himself, because at the end of the day, you got to get another attorney general. And that's not going to come easily. You can predict in the Senate that Republicans will join Democrats in asking any future nominee, what is he going to do with respect to the investigation? Is he going to recuse himself if he's been a campaign official? Is he in the same boat that Sessions was in, who I submit properly recused himself? And if the individual actually is confirmed, is he going to fire Bob Mueller?
And you have a president who seems uniquely and specifically focused on one issue, and that's Mueller. You were in the Justice Department the first time the country went through something similar. Where does this get us? Where does it get the president?
Well, it doesn't get us anyplace good. I mean, we need to get past it. Bob Mueller is a person who I know very well. I've worked with him for years, and well, we're not close friends. We see each other from time to time. He's a person of superlative ethics and good organizational skills. I mean, in a better world, in a perfect world, there would be no discussion of what he's doing until he's finished.
Members of Congress who we discussed, you said they would have to respond if the president went about firing the attorney general to try to get to Bob Mueller, and if this went down the line sort of the way it did in the Nixon years. Republicans in Congress have shown very little appetite so far to confront the president on his violations of democratic norms or setting aside of those norms so far. From what you've observed from this Congress and its leaders, do you expect that getting rid of Jeff Sessions and getting to Mueller in this way would spark a response?
Well, I don't expect anybody's going to jump on the impeachment bandwagon, but I think you can be guaranteed two things. First, Jeff Sessions served in the Senate. He has some friends there still. He was well regarded. He worked with people on both sides and was an effective senator. Bob Mueller is a person who enjoys a great reputation among Republicans and Democrats alike. He is a Republican. He served in a Republican administration. You can bet that if there's not an immediate reaction to do this or that, there will necessarily be one in conjunction with any confirmation hearing of whomever would be appointed to succeed Jeff Sessions.
Here's the last critical question, Stuart Gerson, before we let you go. Bob Mueller, all of this swirling around him as he does his work, do you expect that any of this dissuades him?
Bob Mueller served with distinction in Vietnam, won the Bronze Star. I think there was a lot more swirling around him then than there is now.
Stuart Gerson was Assistant Attorney General in the administration of George H.W. Bush. He was acting Attorney General in the Clinton administration in 1993. Stuart Gerson, thank you for joining and for giving your experience and insight here.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.